A colorful totem pole has hit the road from Bellingham on a 5,000-mile journey meant to shine a spotlight on threats to the health of the Salish Sea. The Lummi totem pole journey will make stops in Seattle and Tacoma this weekend. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Since 2002, the Lummi Nation and its House of Tears carvers have used a traveling totem pole to unite communities around issues of concern. It started with the need for healing after the September 11th terror attacks. This year, the theme is once again stopping proposed fossil fuel developments in the Northwest. Kurt Russo is with the Lummi Nation's Sovereignty and Treaty Protection Office.
If these proposals that are coming on the table for the state of Washington, Oregon, and BC were to be approved, it equals, you know, the amount of atmosphere pollution of 5 Keystone XL pipelines. It is a lot of potential damage that will be done, and we want to draw a red line and say, no, we will not be a transport for fossil fuels to Asia.
The totem pole stops in Tacoma for a rally against a liquefied natural gas facility opposed by the Puyallup tribe. In Seattle, the focus will be on concern about increased oil tanker traffic through the Salish Sea. This year's totem pole journey ends in Pittsburgh at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, where it will remain on display for the next 5 months. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.